Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
The best time of the year.
Man, March Madness for real, man.
It's been fun, man.
Man, it's been fun. I've been a spectator, and I've been part of it at the same time.
Okay.
Man, yeah. And I'm telling you now, like, being my role I am now, I like it.
Okay.
Because I know the system, and we in a different sport. We talking about the Big Reds.
Okay.
I mean, that's just
his name, football season.
We can change the sport. We can change the gender. And it's going to always be the Big Reds.
The Big Reds, man. Making noise.
Again, them kids got something in them.
Yeah, man. Last night, it was like against all odds, man. It was like them against the world.
Yes.
And they just kept battling, man. They kept fighting. They refused to lose. Because the setup was there, all right?
Yeah, it was there.
Okay? The setup was in.
They got bonus in the first half, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sitting with a referee, right? And referees are just like coaches. Their coaches don't like to criticize coaches. Referee blew critical calls in that game, man.
Yes, they did.
And we persevered. Unfortunately, all those calls were against us. But these girls, man. They kept battling.
Yeah, man. I mean, I can't. I mean, if I could put that in a bottle and sell it, it'd be illegal.
He'd be a rich man. He'd be like the guy at the baseball team, $430 million.
Yeah, but I want to give those girls this amazing kudos. Coach Walker, our athletic department, for designing the preseason schedule.
Right.
The guy in the athletic department, making sure the girls are eligible all year long, the coaching staff. The people that's been supporting every game, games I go into the city, and they've been there.
Hey, man, wasn't that amazing last night, the crowd support versus, you know, the other team?
Yeah, we were there.
It was like 3-1.
Yeah, they tried.
3-1, man.
Yeah, they tried.
And Big Red crowd showed up and showed out.
Yes, they did.
Kept them girls motivated. I think that probably helped, man.
Yeah, that did help.
Because that crowd was electric.
Man, that's just looking at everything. I mean, looking at the suspense, it was like with 2 minutes left, it was tied up at 51.
Right.
And I'm looking at it, I'm like, coach calls a timeout and draws up something nice, significant. Goes into like a two guard, and Dynasty Doll loses the ball off her foot.
Yep.
The last girl that made the shot last season to propel them to that game.
Okay.
And her teammates didn't get on her. They didn't say it's over.
Nope.
From what I heard, I think I talked to one of the coaches. He said, they was like, look. One of the players, one of the other seniors, like, look, you going to play some D now on that back line. Ain't going to be no back doors.
Right.
We're going to get this steal again.
Yeah.
That was the conversation I heard that was in the huddle. I was just like, wow.
Okay.
So, come look around. The standing room only, right? Everybody standing.
Clock ticking down.
Man, 39 seconds. They inbounded. 32, one of the best players probably in the state, too.
She was good. DeWitt.
She was real good. They was a sound team, real coach. Somehow they got her to turn the ball over. I think he probably turned the ball over twice, and that was one of them.
Whole game, man. Key turnover.
Man.
Put the ball in the hands of Eliza.
Yep, in the hands of Armis basketball. 10 seconds to go. To the hands of Armis with 10 seconds to go. No timeouts. I think they had one timeout.
But she can't call a timeout now.
She knew.
You got to go.
She's like, I'm the best player on the floor. The play coming to me anyway. Let me see what I can do.
He made that shot over two players, man.
Man, it was a Michael Jordan shimmy shake or something?
Yeah.
Shoulder shake.
She got to a spot. She knew when she let it go, it was over.
Man. Woo, that's going. Yeah. I mean, they're getting history right now, but it's going down in history again.
Again.
Wow.
Yeah. Great fun, great excitement. We tee it up again on Friday at 2 p.m. in Grand Rapids at Calvin College. And for those that can get out. And get over, it is going to be a great matchup between Southfield A&T. And they've only got one loss on their record. So most of these teams in the Final Four
are the best.
Wayne Memorial, Saginaw Heritage. But I think we got just as good a chance as any of them as winning a state title.
Exactly. I think we're the – And it's going to be pre-recorded.
Right, so when they hear this on Saturday.
We're going to be champions.
We'll be champions. Right, you calling the coach?
Yeah, I'm calling it. We put in too much time, man. I really do. I mean, right. I was talking to Coach the other day, and I was talking about the four-year journey we've been on. All the time, the money invested, the time being away from our families, the commitment from this group of girls, Tony.
Okay.
From AAU, everything. And when they get interviewed, it seemed like you hear a message you done told them.
Okay.
Well, you won't, they like, you know, some people force feed kids.
Right.
These kids get the message. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you think, are they really listening?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're taking the message in the interview and they're giving it back to
That's
the media.
Confirmation.
I'm like,
confirmation.
Wow.
Confirmation. They was listening.
Persistence. We're a family. We're tough.
Okay.
We look for opportunities like this. We got grit. I'm like, these girls talking like this.
Okay. And they back it up?
And they backing it up. So I just say for the greater area of Muskegon, I mean, there's been no greater area of Muskegon girls team. Girls team, Muskegon County wide.
I agree with
or
that.
Grand Rapids wide. I don't even know that made it this far. Or probably Final Four.
Yeah, in the lower divisions, yeah. Maybe, in Division Four,
but not
whatever,
the top
some of the
one.
Smaller schools. But the larger schools, no.
No.
No, no. Grand Haven is the only other team in our area,
yep.
But that's not in Muskegon County. That's Ottawa County.
Yep. So but they use our district to play in because they thought they were always better than us.
Oh, yeah.
So Grand Haven always had to figure out how to get that configuration so they don't have to play against their best conference. They play against us and only see us one time.
Right, because they don't see anybody in their conference that look like us.
That's right.
When they hit the floor.
Man.
Okay? So they know there's a different swag when they show up.
Say that again.
It's a different swag, dog.
Yeah, but it's, you know what? It's fun just talking about the kids, man, because this is what it's all about, Tony. It's like.
It is.
You go through rough times and you go to hard work every day and you see kids living their dream out and just in the way the where life is and how they played their story out, like you say, with the referees and. Everything going against them.
Yeah.
And they like, hey, I'm me.
Yep.
You can't stop me. So, I mean, kudos to that. And just going into March Madness with the college basketball, I mean, you got Michigan State. Then they beat Michigan 0-3. So, you know,
0-3.
You know, did Michigan win the football game this year?
Yeah.
Nah, everybody forgot it.
Yeah. Don't matter.
It don't matter.
What you done lately?
Yeah, the Revenge Tour has been canceled.
Rescheduled?
Till next football season. Hope we get another football game because basketball, like, all the recruits like, I'm not going to Michigan.
Nope.
Because Michigan got to make a great tournament run again to try to displace this 0-3 against Michigan.
Yeah.
And what B-Line said, he said, I don't coach my season to beat Michigan State.
Okay, well, that's the wrong thing to say. Don't say that. Yep. If that's what you're going to say, don't say anything, Doc.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
You should be. But, you know, before we leave the basketball scene.
Yes, sir.
Seen a post the other day where there were five boys, basketball players, that were inducted into the National Honors Society.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. For our audience, the National Honors Society is for academics.
We're not talking about one report card. We're talking about. A whole year being a 3.0 or above.
Right.
A whole year.
And there were five players that played on the basketball team this year.
And we talking about guys, these guys are not sitting on the bench either.
No.
These guys are, I know Cam was one, Jarvis.
Yeah, Jarvis.
Lamar.
Lamar.
Ware. And it's one
and
more
Ware,
guy.
And Ware. And the guy played football.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know his dad, man. Too. I'm sorry.
Hey, forgive us for that, but yeah. – Yeah, I thought that was a great tribute.
Yes, it is. That
to
says
the
a lot
because
that says a lot because I know our superintendent Justin posted something about when you talk about our school, a lot of people look at the poverty levels. So a lot of times people associate academic deficiencies with poverty.
Oh yeah.
And so then you look at these kids in the honor society that's playing for this tough coach that's demanding of you, and you still meet a high expectation of academics. That's bar none a program right there.
That's it.
The coach guy. That's bar none for a program.
Yep.
So you got to look at that and say, hey, man, that's a class act to follow when you're trying to build the culture in Muskegon County. So just going forward and just seeing. But, man, just.
Great. It was great, man.
It just brings the right kind of energy. So, yeah, but like you said, just expounding on that, just got to keep on pouring into these kids, everybody.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
It's translated. What you do with the girls, do with the boys, just keep on following them. Just look at the brand. If you see the M, do it like Batman. Like, okay, that's this.
Okay.
I don't care if it's a girl. I don't care if it's a boy. I don't care if it's football. I don't care if it's basketball. Because one day this ball going to stop bouncing. And what I know as our community is we need to make sure our kids go into something professionally
be other than sports. Be a professional. Be a pro and other than sports.
Yep.
Professional means doctors, lawyers, engineers. Profession just not as a designation for sports. Okay. That's the message.
Yeah.
And there is no finish line. So, yeah, we had 5 this year. Hopefully next year there'll be 6 and 7 and so on. And the girls receive the same accolades.
Yes, man. We had some girls. I think we had about 3 girls that I know. Nia Miskell was one of them. Bree Cruz. Shauna Day always been around it. And Brianna Alexander. So, there's several girls that made it also. So, that looks good. Somebody smack me across the head if I forgot anybody. But I just know that they always are like, always like that. The girls are always on top of that. And it just looks good for the whole program. And I would say is the person that's invisible in all this is Josh.
Right. Josh has done a tremendous job, man.
He has a position where he's the academic person for all the sports. So all our athletes, if anything they're struggling in, he makes sure it's a tutor in place. If anything is academically missing when it comes to qualifying for the NCAA, registers house, he got you. So it's like, he don't get enough credit, so I just got to give him kudos.
Yeah, show him some love, man. Yep. No
he's
doubt.
He's a man for that. If you had a district championship trophy, we give it to Josh for academic.
Okay.
Athletic advisor.
Well-deserving.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, that brand,
yep.
when you look at that M, that is a mark of excellence.
Yes.
On and off the floor, the field, whatever it might be.
Yep.
Our kids, they get it. And that's why, you know, we're going to be successful as a school district for years to come.
Period.
All right? So don't even think about going nowhere else. Muskegon is the place to be.
Yes, it is. I'm going in. Like, I know, like we were talking about Michigan State, we're talking about the number one seed. So they got North Carolina, deserving.
Duke,
deserving.
Of course.
Virginia.
And Gonzaga.
Them two right there, I'm kind of fishy on.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Michigan State should have got one of them.
Yeah, they should have, man. Big Ten tournament champ.
Yep.
Big Ten conference champ. And we get no love? Come on, man.
And Virginia always get popped. If Michigan State don't beat them, in the past, we always beat Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia won't make it to the Final Four. And guaranteed.
Then, yep, and then Gonzaga came out tough, but they play like a mid-major schedule.
They do.
So.
Yeah, I think they're over in the bracket with Michigan, I believe.
Yep.
If Michigan get on a run, man.
They're going to beat Gonzaga.
They can beat Gonzaga.
That's right.
You know?
So that offense is simple enough. And then when the pool and all the other boys' jump shots start hitting.
If they start dropping.
It's over.
They'd be hard out, man. They're hard out. Okay.
Yep. So I don't like that that number one seed. It's going to be a lot of chaos coming because those mid-majors are going to have those seniors. That's four-year players that don't work there in the red shirts, the transfers on the mid-majors teams. They're not no one and done.
Yes. Big difference.
Big difference. When a guy come in that's a grown man, that's 25, 24, and you 19, you say you a blue chipper, he like, okay. I'm 23. I'm grown.
And you 18.
I'm grown out
here. You got 5 years experience.
Yeah, it's 5 of us. And we grown.
Yeah, so. You're right, man. So tomorrow it starts the tournament. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
that first round is always an upset.
Yes, you know,
that's what I like to do. I like to go through that first round and try to find that upset.
Oh, man.
That's the fun part, man.
That hurts.
Final four is easy to pick for the most part. So, but, yeah, we enjoy our March Madness. Looking forward to it. One other note, and we're going to move on, is Jarvis received his first offer for basketball from Northern Illinois, where the famous Lamar Bird Chapman, assistant coach. So he is still in the area checking out talent and trying to get our kids an opportunity to play basketball at the next level. So hopefully Jarvis might be the first but not the last, and we like to see more head that way to play for a guy that's from the area.
Now that means that's not no hookup either, because you got to be good. You just can't be like, oh, come recruit some of my players and just give them a scholarship. Because remember our last show we talked about, how it is today. Lamar didn't have to come in and tell Jarvis to put a jersey on and stand by the rim and we're going to pad your stats.
Nah,
he had to do that, did
no,
he? Like we talk about with the scholarship scandal.
Right.
He had to do that, did he?
No, there was no fraud involved here. It was all true.
Jarvis' resume speak for itself. That's
speak
what you're
basically saying.
That's all you're saying. Honor Society, 1,000-point score, mental toughness, look like a rock.
And going to get better.
Going to get better.
Got another season to play. So
it's going to be amazing things.
No doubt, man. So yeah, we excited. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yes, sir.
But we gotta give our audience some knowledge about the tax season. Because it's coming close, yeah. April 15th.
Yeah, I'm a late filer, so I'm almost done.
Almost, okay. I got mine done next week.
Yep, so I'll be done. I know we got spring break coming up, so I'll be done during that time. But, hey, it's what it is. I guess when you don't get no money back, you like, hey.
What's the hurry?
What's the hurry?
You ain't filed on the last day.
Yep, that's it. So just looking at it, just going forward, just saying how to estimate your taxes and seeing that, you could do either you're going to itemize or you can do, you know, like you said,
standard deduction.
And you can do it where you have, do both scenarios. That's what the document I have today said. You can do both.
Yeah, you need to do both, man. Find out what's the best way to go.
Yep, and just, you can do both. So just looking at that, just having an idea. So like it's called doing a dry run. Like they say that millions of Americans no longer need to itemize. At least until the law begins to phase out in 2026. It's a big plus, but it comes with a caveat. There is no more way sure to still make sense of you itemizing without tallying up the deductions you could potentially claim and comparing the result of taking the standard deduction. So you got the and if I do this and if I do that, if it fits this number, I'm gonna do this one.
Right, which means that if you itemize, you gotta keep track of all your expenses, okay? So there's a little more work involved when you itemize versus the standard deduction. But in order to determine what's the best way, you got to do that grit work as far as compiling all your expenses and deductions to see if you exceed the standard deduction. Because if you do, now you're entitled to a more of a return potentially than if you just decide you just want to go the easy way and do the standard deduction.
You're right. The tax credit with kids, it says to fix the credit. The Congress sweetened another perk targeted at families, doubling the value of the child tax credit from $2,000 from the $1,000, dramatically raising the income threshold, though.
Oh, so
and which it begins to phase out to $400,000 for couples from $110,000, ensuring that many more families will be able to take it. So
yeah, provided that you qualify.
You qualify. That's a big gap there, 110 to 400,000. So
it's huge.
That's a lot of money though for certain families.
It is.
Do we have how many families we got like that in Muskegon that make 110,000?
15%. Rough guess.
That's upper middle class for us.
Yeah.
In this area, right.
Yeah.
That's upper middle class. So you're gonna find them in a different zip code. You're not gonna find them in certain zip code.
Right. Different zip code.
Yep, so we're talking about family three, family of four. We're looking at our number is most likely between what I've seen when I look at the per capita for families. I've seen about 48, 52, 38 recent years. So I'm like, 110? That's when it start kicking in?
Yeah.
So a lot of families were affected by that where they weren't getting that big check, Tony.
Yeah. That's a tough threshold, man.
That's devastating.
Yeah, yeah, they give you more, but you gotta qualify for it though.
You got to make the money. That's a carrot in your face.
Yeah.
Hey, I got this.
Got to get another job.
Man,
I only got two. I got to get three jobs.
To make this number, to get this money back that they got of mine.
Right.
That extra check. That's what that is. Wow. How families fare. It says a married couple with two small children who earn $80,000 and do not itemize will end up owing about $2,240 less. In 2019. So $80,000. Okay,
so they're going to owe? Is that what the term you use? It was owe?
Yep, owing about $2,240 less. So there's going to be a standard deduction then. Not a standard deduction, but it's, you know, like it's going to lower your income. So it's like,
right.
Instead of saying, okay, you're not going to get the money like they did, you said, oh, you lower your income by $2,000.
Okay, so your tax rate is potentially less because we're going to lower your income.
Yeah, okay. So that's what the people that don't qualify for that number. So it says with the third child, their savings would increase to nearly $2,620. So it's like it lowers that. But instead of giving you the check for the kid because you're going to have the $110,000,
right.
That's the difference.
Okay.
So it lowers your income.
Lowers your income. Which puts you in another tax bracket.
Yeah. Again, but what's the benefit of that, though?
Well, it depends on what they took out of your check over the course of the year, right?
Yes.
That's the determining factor because if you filed married zero, or married one, rather, They're taking out at the higher rate. If you claimed all your dependents throughout the year, married plus four, five, you could potentially be, you could owe money because they're going to take out less. The more yes. dependents that you carry throughout the year, the less money they're going to take. All right? So it just depends on what you filed on your W-4. That's going to determine what you get back. And this year, it's just like it's a testing system because when you get your taxes and if you wind up owing or not getting much back, that says that you may want to consider reducing some of your dependents that you carry throughout the year, which means you'll get less of take home, but you won't pay at the end.
Wow.
That's the ticket to that when you don't get the tax credits.
So then that's why I've been hearing some people, some families like, oh, I ain't getting no money for all these kids. I might as well.
Because they're probably carrying them all year.
Yeah.
So they get more in their month, in their weekly, biweekly check.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just depends, man. You're going to have to play the numbers game because of the new tax laws to see how you're paying out.
Yeah. And this one right here, it happened with one of my clients right here. And I'm trying to see, like wow, like this really has changed. It's under the old rules, you could claim an exemption for each child under age 19, right?
Okay.
As well as any child 19 to 24. That was the stipulation, right? Who was also a student. So anybody going to community college, trade school, right? And they're under your roof and you buy them a car, you feeding them every day, right?
Okay.
Yep. I had to do that for my parents. It says, by contrast, the new expanded child tax credit is available only for kids age 16 and under.
16 and under. Not cool.
Now, look, what that does is that cut a lot of money out. Like, when you get 16, you talking about sweet 16.
But you're still in high school, man. You still
car, right?
Yeah. You're a junior.
Football camp, basketball
sophomore.
Camp, AAU.
You don't get any credits for that.
You can't claim the AAU money because you spent it on your son. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I spent $3,000 for AAU to this nonprofit. For what? For my child. How old is he? 17. Well, you don't need to be on the AAU team.
Right.
I can't claim the $3,000. You really can't.
16. I don't know how they came up with that number. 16 kids still at home, man.
And then
sophomore
they,
in high school.
Then they changed the charity donation, too. So it's like
they reduced the amount that you can provide to a charity. And then I don't know what the tax status of AAU is. Are they 501(c)(3)
yeah, some
tax
of them,
exempt?
Some of them though. Some of them are, and some of them just paying organizations.
Okay.
That's what I've
yeah, the one is just to provide a service where there's no need to get a profit. So if they did the due diligence to get that certification of a 501(c), yeah, then if you give that money, it can be considered a tax deduction. But again, that ceiling
is gone.
It's been lowered.
Yeah. It's, so, like, when you look at it, so here's a hypothetical situation. All right, this summer's coming, right, Tony?
Okay.
And you got a child. All right, it's like, my son, he's 16. He just turned 17. I'm going to buy him a car so he can get the AAU practice. I'm going to pay the fee of $1,000 for the AAU team. I'm going to get his hotel, buy his plane ticket and all this for this AAU organization. He's 17. So that you telling me what I just did for my child to hopefully get a scholarship, get out of trouble for the summer, do something constructive, go visit some cities, like some not a free vacation, but a low-cost vacation to multiple cities, right?
Right.
Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, New York, L.A., Las Vegas, right?
Okay.
That's how it goes. So now, like, that money just, was that mad money, Tony? What is it? I mean, you're going to be able to claim a donation to the organization, but then that's confusing to me.
Yeah, the new ceiling is $24,000 now for married filing joint, $12,700 for single, for charitable contributions, which also they have to be itemized. So therefore, whatever bills you use, you better make sure you keep up with them because they always look at that figure. Because that figure is always, I think, has been one that's probably been misused in tax returns.
Yes, it has.
Because if you don't and you get audited, you'll have to pay that back.
Ooh, that's a lot.
So, yeah, hit you. Charitable contributions is something that you must look at. You know, that's what they're tied in offerings and other charitable contributions. And folks that's in higher tax brackets, you know, that number is really not a significant number for them. A lot of them spend more than that.
Yes, they do.
But for the, you know, the average working guy,
$24,000.
It's still a pretty good chunk for a married couple. You know, that's like $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Basically that you would give in charitable contributions. And again, that includes your tithes and offerings.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's something different. So then when you talk about you're retiring, right? This is a person. It says, know your costs. Don't assume that you'll never be able to claim this deduction. Make sure you are familiar with all procedures and services that can qualify for a medical write-off. You can find them in IRS in a publication 502, qualifying for home improvements like, say, a wheelchair ramp in an area that many retirees frequently overlook. So knowing your costs when you retire, retirement costs. So then it says, another one says, bunch your costs. If you don't consistently incur high enough medical expenses in a given year to write them off, consider bunching your spending so that you can at least take the deduction once a year.
Okay.
That means, for example, scheduling qualifying elective surgery, the purchase of new hearing aids, and home improvement for the same year. Like I go, like I said, I go out with the wine and work out because I had to. The guys always talking about hip surgery.
Everybody okay.
Like everybody getting hip surgery at the same time. So they like, you know, and it'd be towards the end of the year. Like, you get it for the tax time. I might as well get this hip surgery. Right. I've been waiting. I'll be like, why? I'm like, everybody talking about that. So now I see why they was talking about it like that. Like, I'm going to get it. It's going to cover my taxes, my insurance. Deductible going to start over next year. So
right.
I'm going in for the hip, man. I'm going in for the hip. I'm like.
You brought that up, and I seen a stat yesterday on TV, man.
Yes,
blew
sir.
My mind. Vasectomy, you're right. You know what vasectomy
is?
Oh,
yes, I know it is. Yes, I do.
It says, during the period of March Madness, those procedures increased by 10% for vasectomies. Okay. Why?
Why? Tell me why.
Because you can't work for a period of time after that procedure. So guys get that procedure so they can stay home and watch, you know, that Thursday through Sunday, first rounds of March Madness. Because the doctors tell you to go home and sit down, don't, you know, don't do any strenuous work. So these guys were having vasectomies in order to stay home and watch March Madness. 10% wow. increase. This was on MSNBC yesterday. Is that crazy, man?
They call it getting snipped in the hood. That's a
getting
term.
Getting snipped in the hood, right? Okay. Go ahead, man.
It's like, I got a couple weeks off. I might as well just sit up here and be.
Watch basketball. Yeah. Binge. Basketball binge.
Man, you work for yourself. Here's another one. So I said, when you work for yourself. So we talking about the people with the LLC. I'm an LLC owner, an S-Corp, a partner, or a sole proprietor, or a gig economy type of worker, you know, like your person that just goes around in a gig economy. So the deduction, which is available even to workers who also take the standard deduction, means a single freelancer with no kids making $50,000 will save about $1,700 under the new rules, according to the tax policy center's calculators. That's nearly $700 more of a similar wage earner. The wealthy taxpayers, such as business owners, could save tens of thousands, which they,
of course,
you see the friends of the program. Say millions. They
yeah.
got their check off the top.
Yeah.
Before anything happens. So it says, look for a 1099. It says, if you get only a W-2, the deduction for the pass-through income likely does not apply to you. All right? But if you get one or more 1099 tax forms, say if you moonlight as an Uber driver, you are probably eligible according to tax pros. Those who can. And we're not talking about Uber when you go on Facebook and say, I need an Uber. Not that.
That don't count.
We're talking about an actual app on your phone. Those who cannot claim the deduction, however, are hobbyists. So that means you hobbying in your hustle. Like I said, you on Uber, like you on Facebook, like I got an Uber. No, you got to have an actual app that say how many rides you had, how much money you made, and then they give you a 1099 at the end of the year.
Yep.
That's what you got to be able to do. So the IRS distinguishes a hobby from a business using 9 criteria, such as record keeping, like I just said, and an intent to make some money.
Okay.
Are you making money, or like, are you really spending money in marketing, or are you making some money? So if you're showing a loss and you really doing it with sustainable things, oh, this person's spending money on marketing, they're advertising, they're building products, they're trying to sell books. You're gonna have some losses some year. You paying employees. If you're doing all that, they're like, oh, he got it covered, she got it covered. Because I done had years where I had loss and I had profit, and I had to show it. If I didn't show it, they were like, you gotta pay that back. That audit come bust your head, Tony.
Okay.
They swinging at you.
No fun.
With no thing on your head. They swinging at you. With gloves off. They get you. So it says, the service exception. So it goes on and says, many wealthy professionals face restrictions. Business people in fields characterized as specified service, including doctors, lawyers, and accountants, as well as entertainers and consultants, may not be able to claim the full deduction. People in these fields who have business incomes higher than $157,000, $315,000 if they're married and filing jointly, are subject to limits on how much of the income they can deduct when they claim this business.
Okay.
So our official tax day is April 15th with two exceptions, Massachusetts and Maine, where the tax filers can file until April 17th. If you have a problem, you can put in for an extension.
Yep.
Especially for my people that been getting their student loans snatched. Put in for an extension, figure it out, then come back to it. Don't just be like, I need my money now. You'll be something like, they took $3,900 from me, they took $4,000 from me, they took this from me. And then when you get the money, there's something to go shop with it. Go get some insurance or something, or some investment.
Make an investment.
Yeah.
Save it. Don't blow it. Keep it for that rainy day.
Man,
fund,
something.
Emergency fund. But it's to the point now where you really got to be mindful of this money you're getting from the government, if you get any, because years to come, we don't know what these tax laws are going to be. They're changing every year.
Hey, well, the scripture we had today before we end, it says, for our trust God with the least good for none, it says, Psalms chapter 65, verse 11, you crown a year with a bountiful harvest. Now, that's talking about when you get that tax return.
You had a good year now.
Yeah, you had a good year. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. So when you filing your taxes, going through this, figuring out, looking at all this stuff is worth it because it gives you a definite written plan. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.